You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning. Welcome back to Power Up Your Authentic Leader. We've been talking about making yourself your plan A. So we're going to continue with that conversation today. I hope that you found an opportunity or at least have some ideas about how you want to begin to date yourself. And we talked about that. Today, I want to share a study from a group of researchers that was published in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. It looked at the relationship between health risk and productivity for leaders. And of course, the findings are not groundbreaking for us. I think we already know this, but it found that there's a negative impact on productivity if health issues are involved. It looked at diabetes and stress particularly. And for us, we know that leadership roles often come with an overload of stress. If not constant stress, then there are spikes of stress. And so I really want us to sort of listen to that and take that in seriously, because we have to de-escalate that stress. We have to manage that. That has to be a priority. Women leaders are managing so many things in their lives. And so I want us to really consider how we are going to manage that stress so that we have long, happy lives. Because if stress gets to you, sometimes those impacts are irreversible, and we just don't want that to be us, right? So I want you to do a couple of things. Just offering you some suggestions. But I know that you already have a powerful team at work. If you don't, then that you must establish. You have to have the go-to people, the people who you can trust, the people who you know you can rely on, that group that you know is going to get your back. If you already have that in place, awesome. If you don't, get that. And I want you to consider how you can use that team to maximize your productivity at work. How can you make them more robust? How can you make them more independent? How can you delegate or collaborate with them in new ways so that, one, you can begin to do more of those things that you already talked about you wanted more in your life, and also to help bring about those changes that you said you wanted to bring about. And then at the same time, I want you to consider, how do you do that at home? This is going to involve kind of making everybody a little more independent at home. Sometimes women don't want to relinquish control. It's almost as if we need to be needed, especially at home and by our children and husbands. And that's an issue that you're going to have to dissect and really figure out why. But I do need you to be willing to relinquish some control there and share the responsibility. So build that team at home too, in the way that allows your home to function smoothly. You can share cooking responsibilities even with your tween children, even if it means that one day or a couple of days out of the week they feed themselves. But whatever works for you, so that you can create some space, so that you can get in touch with your authentic self and really enjoy your life. I guess what I really want to stress here is that the idea of being an authentic leader, especially when we're talking about women, we already talked about the fact that women will mimic the relationship patterns of men, which is opposite of who we are. We want to make sure that we're staying connected with the woman inside of ourselves. This is the real us. This is who we are. We have to give her time. We have to give her attention, and we have to make her a priority. Otherwise, we are going to be completely lost. We may be effective, but we won't be happy. So stay connected with that. I want us to end up with some ideas about how we can continue to stay connected with her. We can do a couple of things that we talked about, like dating ourselves. We can create a workout program. We can have more sex. We might want more friendship time or more intimate time. Whatever it is, we have to build that into our lives. This is a change that only you can make. And you can make it. You must make it. I don't want you to approach this from a standpoint that you are neglecting your responsibilities anywhere else, because you are your first priority. Make yourself your plan A, ladies. All right? We're going to be moving on to a different theme. We're going to be looking more at work specifically.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.